April 21st, 2014. Why do people say, God bless you? People say, God bless you. Why? When I started to say, God bless you, I started to say it because I heard people say it. I simply repeated what other people were saying, not thinking about it, just repeating. Think about how many things do we do by simply repeating what we have heard, traditions of men. It sounds nice to say God bless you, but is it biblically correct? No. Let us see, let me show you why. Is God blessing the unsaved? Well, yes and no, because God is blessing everybody in some way, in some fashion. For example, God gives you life, water, food, etc. But it is not what I'm talking about. Some people pretend to have received a second blessing. That too is not according to the Bible for today. The so-called second blessing is another topic. So let us move on. One day someone showed me Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. I'm going to read it directly from the Word of God. This is a King James authorized. I could read it also in French. I have my French text Bible right here. Listen to verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Okay, who did he bless? Well, God blessed the saved person. I got it. I'm saved. I got all its blessings from God. I had to think about it. I am already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Can I get one more blessing? No, I got them all. So why do you wish me more blessings from God when I have already all the blessings that I can ever get? I can't get any more. I got them all. I don't think that God enjoys being told what to do, because when you say God bless someone, you're telling God, do something. I don't think God likes that very much. Right? Would you like to be told what to do? Well, some people, yes. The same goes with, may God bless you. Get saved and God will bless you. Now, in French, we also have that expression, may God bless you, que Dieu te bénisse, which is also wrong. Because what is he going to do? If you're unsaved, he's not going to bless you. And if you're saved, well, he can't bless you anymore. How do you get saved? Now, this is very important, because most people don't know this. And they do add all kinds of things that are not according to Scripture. Believe that how our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and for your sins. Whoops. Didn't read that right. Believe that how our Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he was buried and 3 days after he rose again. Many preachers do not say that how Christ died for your sins. They leave out the important word how. The how is his passion, including the death on the cross. He died for you and me. Don't you want eternal life in heavenly places? Today is your day of salvation. Have a good day.